What do I care how much it may storm? Got my love to keep me warm.
All right, happy Thanksgiving to you all. Once again, it's Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt on 720 WGN. The holidays are a time of stress for you, or it's too much family time is making you wish you could wake up when Christmas was all over. Dr. Phil has some advice. You can see Dr. Phil every weekday at 3 on CBS 2 Chicago, and he joins us this morning. Happy Thanksgiving, and welcome in, Dr. Phil.
Well, good morning, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
It's a little different this year, obviously. What are the plans today in the McGraw household?
Well, it's small. You know, we're going to have just an immediate family that's kind of been quarantining together. So we're going to keep it tight, keep it small. And it's a beautiful day. So we're going to be outdoors on this covered patio area, which makes it really nice and even safer. So that's our plan.
Nice. Are you responsible for anything specific? Are you doing side dishes? Do you do dessert? Set the table? What's your deal?
Yes, I go pick up stuff. I'm the runner here.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Somebody needs to do that for sure. You know, so many people already feel lonely and depressed during the holiday season, but this particular time in history is so different. Even people who haven't felt that in the past are probably going to feel a little bit of that isolation.
You know, it's really difficult this year. You're quite right, and there's so much being said and done about limiting contact, but really it's not about limiting contact, it's about limiting physical and personal exposure. And look, I know there is no substitute for being together personally and feeling the presence of those that you love and care about, but you have to do what you can do. So if you just don't think that you want to make the conscious assumption of risk to expose grandma or someone that's ill in your family, then you really do have to embrace the technology. And whether it's FaceTime or a phone call or something, but even though that doesn't feel like the same thing, I can tell you that the research tells us that a lonely person, even looking at a picture of a loved one for just even a few seconds or a few minutes, really does help and lifts the depression. So if you were to call someone or get on FaceTime and laugh, maybe even have them up during the meal, or whatever some of your family traditions may have been, as impersonal as that may feel, I can tell you for those that suffer from loneliness, it really makes a difference to feel included and feel like you're being a part of something, and sure, that people care enough about you to make the effort to include you.
Yeah, absolutely makes sense. You know, and part of this whole, you know, different Thanksgiving for everybody, it's been difficult to have those conversations, at least for me, and I know others, plenty of our listeners too, about, okay, yeah, we're family. We usually get together right now, or my own sister, but she's in Nashville. She's a principal, so she's, you know, out there amongst thousands of kids. She's not in my COVID bubble, so to speak. I have friends in the neighborhood that we see more often, or carpool kids to school and so forth, that I'm more comfortable with having dessert with or appetizers or going to have a Thanksgiving dinner with, that telling family, even though you're family, this isn't going to be the right time to get together.
Well, you know, sometimes people make a mistake here, and that is because we know somebody and we love somebody, that makes them scientifically safe, and that's just not the case.
Yeah.
You have to stop and think, who is in someone's orbit?
Right.
And
right,
if someone is, you know, perhaps they're an essential worker, and that includes grocery store clerk, it includes people that maybe work in mass transit, it includes those that are in the hospitals, or somebody only. Estimates, I think, are, you know, 35-40% of the people are able to work from home, and the rest of the workforce, in order to do their job, does have to go outside the home and go to a place of work. Well, you know, they can be the best intended people in the world. And here's what I want people to do. Fast forward. Jump to 5 to 7 days after Thanksgiving and ask yourself, if you got together and a percentage of the people at that dinner or that got together that day came down with COVID-19, in retrospect, would it have been worth the risk, whether it was you or a family member? I read an article about a couple, I believe, was in Ohio just a few days ago that had a wedding with, I believe it was 83 guests, and afterwards 40-something of them, including an 88-year-old grandparent, had come down with coronavirus, including the couple. So they had a relatively small wedding, and it was spaced out relatively well, but 50% of the guests wound up with coronavirus. And I think had they fast-forwarded and thought, if this is an option, would we have done it? The answer would have been no.
Absolutely.
You have to fast-forward and think, on the other side of it, if that happens, would it have been worth it?
Absolutely. Great question to ask. We're talking to Dr. Phil on this Thanksgiving morning, and there's more after our weather outlook. Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt on 720 WGN. We're talking to Dr. Phil this morning. I was looking at the flip side of this during the holidays for today, Dr. Phil, and for the holidays in general, that I think there's as many family members that are upset that they can't be with one another. The holidays can be so stressful that I think there's some people that are thrilled to not have to get together with people that they have, you know, difficult relationships with and so forth. This might be for them a good thing.
It could be. You know, my dad used to joke that the holidays were a time when we get together with a lot of people we don't really know that well for too much time in too small a space. And
that's true. It's totally true.
You know, that really can be it for some people. And so, you know, maybe this is your time to get a pass and focus on your nuclear family, your immediate family, and do things that you maybe couldn't do when you have to divide that time up with, you know, such a large group. And again, spend some time, maybe get on the phone with them or FaceTime, but think of how you can spend some time with your own family and do some things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. And you know what? This is 2020, and let's face it, this isn't going to be a lot of people's favorite year, but I really want to say to people, we really do still, even with all the things that have happened in 2020, I think a lot of us, myself included, still have a lot of things to be thankful
Absolutely.
For.
Absolutely.
And I think we need to take time out. And I know Thanksgiving came from a different tradition, but we do, at our house, we really do take a pause and say, okay, what do we have to be thankful for this year? And you know, when we take a pause and focus on it, the list gets pretty long.
Yeah.
You know, I hope people do that.
Yeah, we do that not only on Thanksgiving, but, you know, every night at the dinner table. You know, I've got three young kids, and we talk about what was the favorite part of your day or what are you thankful for. It's kind of gotten us through COVID because they're frustrated, especially, you know, young folks. You think about this, you know. It's been hard on them, e-learning, not able to have a normal college experience, high school experience, couldn't graduate and walk down the aisle. There's no sports. What are your thoughts on, you know, navigating kids through day to day, not to mention the holidays?
Well, that's a very difficult thing. And my friend and colleague, Dr. John Cherban from Harvard Medical School, he and I did a survey fairly early on in the quarantine, polling parents and asking them what the reactions were that they observed in their children. And this was a study that we replicated from Europe because we want to be able to compare it. And it was really sad to see depression was up, irritability was up, loneliness was up, aggressiveness among the children was up, self-confidence was down. You know, we're social beings, and when you take kids out of that social environment and you take away from them not only the in-classroom interactions where they get a lot of their social development. Deficits are being created right now, and there was a study by Oxford University following a natural disaster in Peru, I believe it was, and they checked on kids that were out for, I think it was close to almost 18 months, followed them for many years, and there was a definite deficit in compared to those that didn't go through that in school, and they never closed the gap. So this does have a profound effect, and we need to recognize that these kids aren't just being whiny. They're really, really suffering.
Absolutely.
Some developmental delays here, some educational delays. The parents are not professional educators.
Right.
Boy, I look at some of this math my grandkids are going through, and you know, two and two looked a little different when I was their age. It's a completely different challenge.
Yeah, I've had to grab my older son from my younger son's homework. You know, Josh really knows about this much better than I do. Come on over and take a look. You're absolutely right.
Show off for your your little sibling here.
That's right. That's right. You know, we put ourselves under such pressure around the holiday season, and it might be different for everybody. Maybe it's a little less stressless. You know, we always do a Christmas party, a holiday party every single year. We're not doing that, obviously. That takes a lot off of there. But now you've got to ship gifts to people and do some other things. What are some tips you can provide to our listeners to make this time of the year, especially during this pandemic, a little less stressful?
Well, I think you need to lower your expectations. And really, maybe it's a great year to focus on what the season of giving is all about, and it's not about a present that you unwrap. It's about you know, caring about other people and taking time to reflect on what they mean in your life and communicating that to them. And if we guilt induce ourselves because of something we don't control, then we're going to be very frustrated, and we're going to be we're going to feel a high degree of stress. And we really don't need to do that. Stop and think about this. Everybody is in this, and you know, I like to say we're all in the same storm, but we're in different boats. And so it's one thing for one person, another for another. But don't put such expectations on yourself. Do what you can do. And realize this is a one in a lifetime situation.
Right.
And you know, ask people's forgiveness about this, and let them understand. Look, this is a difficult time. I wish I could be there, or you could be here. I wish we could get around the tree and we could all unwrap gifts and be together. I don't control that. I've got to let myself off the hook. And it's really egotistical to hold yourself to the standard of thinking, I'm responsible for all this. And if, you know, if you really feel guilty and you really put that pressure on yourself, stop and think about it. You're acting as though you're responsible for the pandemic, and you're not. You're impacted by this the way everybody else is. So just recognize you've got to really cut yourself some slack here and realize we're all doing the best we can, and that's all we can do.
Well, here's the thing too, Philip. This might be a reset going forward for holidays. Maybe we're going to learn something from this, and that stress and pressure that we put on ourselves. Maybe we take a look at this next year when things hopefully are back to a little bit more normal, that maybe we don't have to have 50 people over at the house. Maybe we don't have to do this. I mean, maybe there's a different method and a way that we've learned over the last 9 to 10 months that can reframe how we structure and handle our lives every day.
I think we are going to have a new normal, and we've seen it in business. You know, people used to think they had to fly across the country or halfway across the country for a two-hour meeting, and I think they've realized, you know what? We don't have to do that. We can get on screen and have a Zoom meeting or a FaceTime meeting, and there's ways to share documents on screen, and plan ahead a little bit, send some items ahead of time, and I think it's really changed the business model.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm really glad I don't own a lot of office buildings right now.
I know, right? I know, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Well, you can get this advice every single day from Dr. Phil, weekdays at 3 on CBS 2 Chicago. And for more, you can visit Dr. Phil at drphil.com. Thanks so much always for taking the time for us. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Well, same to you, and thank you for taking the time to talk about these things. If people are listening at home or as they're driving right now, you know, maybe this will give them a little different point of view, and they can relax and enjoy the holiday. And I wish everyone you know, peace and goodwill on this day.
Thanks, Dr. Phil. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to talk about grilling your Thanksgiving turkey, and we're giving away a Weber grill at 8:50. All right, news is next on 720 WGN.